Dear Dora, ain't it absolutely shocking of me for not writing? If you have any charity in your big lovable heart to spare for a lonely soldier, forgive me. I'm in the best of spirits as I write. No, I do not meant that I am under the influence of wine that maketh glad the heart of man, albeit I am in the land of estaminets and civilians. We have just been having a fairly rough time in the line, and we are now undergoing the recovery process. I am quite all right, though lots of my pals were wounded, and one of the fellow billeted with me in the early days of Harpenden has gone under. How are you all? It seems umpteen years almost since I heard from you. How are Mr. H, Mrs. H, and the fair Emmeline? All goes well at home. My mother sent me a letter which I received today. She says Father is very busy at works until 8 p.m. daily, and also goes on to the state that the Zeppelins have been at it again. Close to you, I believe. I hope the damage was of no great importance. I do think the wretched Boche might confine his attentions to the war zone and not trouble harmless civilians at home. We must have reprisals. Horrible as it is to endanger the innocent, if the enemy is unscrupulous, then we must do so. It makes me boil to think of our women and children, especially in our crowded areas of London, practically helpless in these inhuman raids. And yet everyone is carrying on splendidly in spite of restrictions and prices and multitudes of other things. How go the infants in thy charge? May they refrain from making thy hair prematurely grey by their wickedness. I must close. Do let me hear from you soon. Kind regards to all. Your friend, Billy. 201863 Corporal W.A.H. Lowndes, Decoy, 24 Lincoln Regiment. P.S. I suppose you have had your holiday and are now carrying on with the terrible ones and stew pots.